I talked to Filippo Levi, who is the community liaison manager for the South Auckland Middle School, about the place of religion in Aotearoa education system and in New Zealand in general. We also touched on charter schools and designated character schools and how they may perhaps better suit some people's learning needs. How are the Villa Education Trust schools classified?
We're classified as, I work at one of the charter schools, which is the partnership schools. So that's one of three schools. There's Mount Hobson Middle School and Epsom Remera, and then I work in Manurewa and South Auckland Middle School. So at the moment, status is a partnership school, but looking to change over in the next few months into designated character school.
What specifically differs between Mount Hobson Middle School and the other schools under the umbrella?
The only differences in terms of the population, we're very diverse. Out South Auckland, we're pretty much 90% Pacific and Māori. So charter schools came about to lift the achievements for Māori and Pacific students in South Auckland and West Auckland, so hence why it's come out here. And the education system is Mount Hobson Middle School.
Is that education system any different from the standard education system in, say, a state school or a private school or an integrated school?
Obviously, we still have to teach the New Zealand curriculum, so that's the main thing. But apart from that, we have a bit different. We have individual sort of self-directed learning, which is something very new for a lot of the Pacifica and Māori learners out here. So they get 1 hour a day by themselves to be self-directed in the project-based curriculum, which is a really, you know, very quite academic. We have high expectations for students to reach their targets and also for their goals for their projects, which is twice a term.
So what do you think the benefits of this structure that you have with the project-based system alongside the general curriculum is?
Pretty much looking from a Pacifica point of view, me being Samoan, it's very important to know that our statistics are quite low in terms of a lot of the achievements when students go for NCA up to level 3. So what we're doing here is lifting their achievement level starting at year 7. So they have 4 years of pretty much of intense academic learning and also preparation. And what we push here is this the growth mindset model, where it's based on sort of Professor Carol Dwork from the Stanford University and her work in the growth mindset. So a lot of the growth mindset is really being pushed here. A lot of the kids here and you know, the things of learning, you know, getting the kids to fail, you know, which is a good thing because it's part of learning rather than giving up, and to really practice and keep on learning the process of education.
How are the schools funded?
I can't really answer that because it's funded by the government because we're a charter school, so we're accountable to the government.
What do you believe the role of education is, just in general?
I mean, education, you know, it lifts people out of poverty. You know, but look, I'm talking from my own experience. You know, it's helped me get further in life. You know, it gives people a different worldview, and also it opens up the opportunities not only for them but also for their families.
So you obviously believe that education is quite formative?
Speaking from a Pacifica point of view, we view education as being a very holistic and instruction that's given here at school. You know, we apply that to our lives and to furthering ourselves and our pathways.
So obviously there's a story going around about the teaching of creationism in Mount Hobson Middle School within a science class. Can you detail what creationism is and whether you believe it's a science theory?
So look, I've only just come aware of that this morning, so nothing really I can answer because, I mean, I'm not a teacher. We are a secular system here at South Auckland Middle School, you know. I can't really answer you if that's part of it because that's what's happened there. But, I have no sort of views on that.
Do you teach other topics like health or hauora?
Look, I can't really answer that. All I know is that it's probably... I can't really answer you that.
Do you know within the project system whether any other religious traditions are taught?
No, it's hard to say. I can't really answer you that.
Do you believe that teaching science over religion creates bias in children's worldviews?
So teaching science and sorry?
Well. So if you... So in a mainstream education system, a lot of the emphasis is on science rather than religious education or like holistic religious experience. Do you believe that that creates a natural disposition for children towards science, and do you think that creates bias in their worldviews?
Oh, look, I mean, science is science. I mean, what's taught here is, we don't have any RE at the school at all, religious schools, classes. I mean, look, I'm not in the class to see what's happened, but all I know is that they teach science. Science is a theory in terms of evolution and all that. I mean, and that's what the students get taught here.
Do you think all children should be exposed to religious education as part of their general education?
I think it's very, as you're aware, you know, New Zealand, Auckland is becoming very diverse. So, to understand, I think all worldviews is really important, and depending on the child, but also to understand, all the other faiths, and you can get a good worldview, because it does come down to individual choice if you follow one or the other. So, it's really important.
Do you think it should be up to the student or the child to differentiate religion and science on their own in the same way that they're expected to differentiate science from religion in a general curriculum?
You can't really answer that. I mean, like, a lot of the students here are, a lot of the Pacifica families here are religious. So, they come to school, they're taught a secular education, and at home, that's quite separate. But, they do bring all their different worldviews. We have many teachers here, who are Muslim. We have teachers who are different faiths. Everyone needs to respect everyone, really.
What do you believe the place of religion is in Aotearoa?
Well, look, I mean, it's a individual choice, really, for the person to follow whatever faith or non-faith they do. And, you can't forget that religion was part of that, the spread of colonization, in the 1800s, if I'm talking from the Pacific point of view, Christianity made a huge impact in the Pacific Islands, pretty much changed our worldview into many gods into one god. This is the 1800s, John Wesley and John Williams, a lot of these, they came down and they spread religion and Christianity. But so, I mean, speaking from New Zealand's history of education, you can't take away the fact that Christianity did played a central role in the development of the state education system. If you look at the early 1800s, it's quite common to see mission schools, were the source of primary schooling in the country, and a lot of the missionaries back then, they actually, they taught te reo Māori, and so that was pushed back then. This is like 180 years ago, and now we're still talking about te reo, so the missionaries had a vision that emphasis should be in education and the language of the people that were here. So the emphasis was on providing that free education for Māori as well as the early settler children. So you can't really take away that religious, the historical impact of Christianity that played in the development of our state education system. So that's really important. Auckland's now becoming very diverse, so there are many other faiths, so that needs to be respected. But I'm sure that the government's pushing guidelines now, because we are a very changing community in Auckland alone. In the next 20, 30 years, you have many very changed in the demographics. There'll be more Asian. We're going to have more Pacifica people in Auckland, so it's going to be quite interesting.
Do you think with this increase of diversity you talk about, all religions should be taught in school?
I mean, depending. There's some schools which are strictly, Catholic or strictly Muslim, or they teach the Islamic faith, or schools that have the Hindi faith, but in terms of the public school, should still be secular, respect other people's faiths, either they opt out, that's really important too, and not making everyone feeling, making sure that people are cared for, their duty of care and the grace is shown for all people.
What would you say the benefits of charter schools are?
Well, we're actually closing in a couple of months. So, in terms of the charter school status, we'll hopefully go into that, into another form of schooling, which is the designated character school. So, I just heard the other day. This morning I heard Mike Hosking talk about Sir Toby Curtis saying that, he was saying, was it yesterday? I think Sir Toby Curtis was saying that the education system has failed Māori for over 170 years or something, But I think from a Pacifica point of view, I mean, it provides a different pathway, and you know, and we've got great leadership within the trust to really push the academic abilities for our students here in South Auckland in terms of that the growth mindset model of really putting in the hours and working really hard, and really high expectations here. We have the principal Wendy Gregg and all the academic leaders and teachers are really pushing that. There's high expectations for all our students, so I think it's really encouraging. We're getting good results. You know, we have a waiting list here out of South Auckland. We want to expand, but depending on what happens in the next month or two.
Do you think that charter schools, which are essentially the teaching of ideals and values of individuals, should be backed by the government or backed by the state?
Well, it's probably where Labor, you know, that's, I mean, I'm very, I think it's really important that the different forms of education is provided for different, for people, you know, that choice, you know, that, and, you know, people do go to, you know, it's well known that a lot of, you know, that a lot of students leave South Auckland to go to, you know, to private schools, you know, to other schools outside the zone. It's really discouraging to hear, you know, there's that terminology that white flight, you know, from South Auckland, you know, leaving schools here because there's a perception that schools here are not doing well. But there's also the other, you know, the other terminology, you know, the brown flight, where a lot of Pacifica families do leave, or Māori families do leave South Auckland to go to those so-called private schools or other schools outside the zone. So I think, yeah, it should be you know, encouraged to have different forms of schooling, you know, out in South Auckland.
Do you think the mainstream education system has failed Māori and Pacifica students?
Look, I'm a product of the public system. You know, it's I wouldn't say I mean, can't really point your finger at it. I mean, but it's for many years. You know, talking from a Pacific point of view, you know, I believe there, you know, that there's a choice of the families or the individuals to really you know, to really really push themselves in terms of education, but. But all the statistics show that you know, we're still at the bottom of the heap, you know, the long tail of brown and achievement. So, you know, there's, you know, it's a well known, you know, it's a well known phrase that, you know, if we keep doing the same thing, what's that? That's the it's just, you know, that's another term of insanity. So you know, something needs to change. You know, I'm not too sure what it is. You know, should we put more Pacifica languages in the schools? Should we more, you know, so something needs to change.
Last one, what was your favourite subject in school?
my favourite subject, apart from eating my lunch.
It's always a good one.
look, I really enjoyed school, and, you know, I really liked sort of history, and I liked, even when I went to university, then I got to study different forms of history, more Māori history and sort of Pacifica history. So that was really exciting to go there. But yeah, I liked history and also art. I liked art as well.